Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Public Access Television.
And I started dating more assertive girls, you know, the type that come out and pick you up, the type that aren't afraid to come up and say, "Hey, what's your name? You seem like a pretty nice guy." But I had to draw the line when I took her to my apartment, or when she took me to her apartment. I go to use the bathroom and there's a condom machine inside her own bathroom. Inside her own bathroom. And if that wasn't it, my gosh, it ought to be. It was empty. Kids, the condom machine was empty. I couldn't believe it. An empty condom machine in the girl's bathroom. Oh, I have a buddy who just got a gold card. Man, he is a really sad case. He invited a girl out on a date for a shopping spree. He said no. She said no. He got a gold card, invited her out for a shopping spree, and the girl said no. Man, I'll tell you what, I have another buddy whose pickup line is, "Hey, which one of you girls is going down on me?" As they turn away and walk off, he all looks up to us and explains, "What did I say? What did I say?" Oh, man, we've been laughing at him for that one for about the past 20 years, holy cow. He's the biggest geek I know. But it's time to move on through the big show. It's time to move on through the dancing girls. It's time to move on through the graphics that we've got coming up. And it's time to move on to the number three thing that would be on my show if I ever had a show. And that's a whole different kettle of fish. The techno. Let's hear some music, boys.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
Schwanger, what the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're going to rape her. We're going to kick her.
Oh my god.
Hey, freaks! Timothy the James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. I have to apologize yesterday to my sideshow listeners for my out-of-control angry rant at Jem and the Holograms. I don't know what got into me. Although, and I hate to mention this because I'll probably get riled up again, there's one more thing I was thinking about that makes me angry regarding this 1980s cartoon. The Holograms, that's the good band, Jem and the Holograms. Those are the good guys, basically, in this cartoon. And, of course, then you have the Misfits, who are the bad band, the evil band. They're always trying to fuck things up for Jem and the Holograms. And in doing so, they usually commit at least three or four felonies in an episode. They never get arrested, though. Nothing ever happens to the Misfits. You know, they kidnap people, they hijack shit, they fucked around with the Rockin' Roadster, like, cut the brake lines and stuff. I mean, come on! And I have to say, after the seventh or eighth time shit like this happens, and the girls find out the Misfits are behind it, when subsequent things happen, like, oh, I don't know, someone steals your, you know, master tape that contains your new album on it, why don't you just first check out the Misfits? Because chances are, they're behind it. It's always the Misfits. If there's some shenanigans going on, the Misfits are behind it. You remember the Misfits, the ones who try to kill you constantly and try to sabotage your concerts? Yeah, they would probably have something to gain from keeping your album from being released, for God fucking Christ's sakes. All right, that's enough. See, I get worked up on these damn cartoons. You can catch Jem. She's Truly Outrageous on the Hub Network, along with Transformers and G.I. Joe. It's a great television channel. Talked about it yesterday on the sideshow extended portion. All right, enough of this nonsense. I've got some great stuff to share with you today. First things first, Corey has sent in a bunch of gooners. I featured several of them on yesterday's extended portion. I saved one for you guys, though. This is Dong Bader, who's baiting his cock.
Jack, you can call me Dong Bader.
Sure thing, Dong. Or Mr. Bader. I better go with Mr. Bader. I don't think we're on first name terms, yes.
That's what I am. I'm a fan of your site. Especially in the wet meat messages, and I thought I'd leave one of my own.
Okay.
Get real fucking boned up. My dong grips, man, and I'm gonna fucking beat it.
Kung Fu Dong Grip.
My favorite what meat color is Omar, and he leaves those fucking nasty cocksucking messages.
I played Omar yesterday.
Makes me boned up. I wanna fuck his throat. I wanna fuck his throat like a fucking pussy and give him a fucking load.
This guy knows how to sweet talk.
I'm just fucking up, resetting my fucking prick with Abilene and fucking baiting it, man. Fuck. Well, I call myself a dong baiter. Buddy of mine called me that first time a few years back, and I just kind of stuck. I like the way it sounds when I call myself it.
Yeah, it's kind of like how the name Cubic Laser Wolf stuck with me.
In my mind, it's more deep than just calling myself a jacker or a fucking masturbator. You know, more serious, man. More serious about the bait. I'm gonna call myself a dong baiter.
Masturbating is serious business.
I'm a fucking dong baiter, man.
We get it. You're a dong baiter.
Oh, fuck, man. Call myself, it makes me fucking up. Let me fucking call, man. Fuck. I'm a fucking dong baiter, man. Oh, fucking dong baiter. Fucking dong baiter. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Come here, Omar. I got some fucking cum for you, man.
Omar just seems to be the belle of the ball over there in the gooner community, isn't he? Everyone just loves him to death. All right, so there you go. A little bit of a gooner action from Corey. Corey's got some new Butt Fudge Sundays for everyone next week, so be on the lookout for that. Also, he's got a new CD called WTF What the Fudge. I'm sure he'll have all the details for you when he posts his Butt Fudge Sunday programs. All right, moving on. I've got a great clip here of a cop trying to arrest someone for profanity here in the United States. A bunch of angry hipsters won't stand for it, though.
You guys gonna be on Facebook. 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 You're gonna be on Facebook, dude. It's not illegal to swear. It's not.
Did you hear the... Sorry, my microphone was down. Did you hear the cop there? He said it's illegal to swear.
Facebook. You gotta be on Facebook, dude. It's not illegal to swear. It's not illegal. It's not illegal.
I hate these videos because I always end up hating every party involved. Yes, the cops are being assholes for trying to arrest someone for swearing, but the people behind the camera, you can't arrest them! That's not illegal! Ah! Shut up!
Tell this motherfucker so.
Illegal to swear? Really, sir? Illegal to swear. You're gonna do that because he's white, because he's black?
Ooh.
The fuck out of here, seriously.
Pull out the race card.
We're done.
Relax, dude.
It's
relax.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, buddy.
Yeah, you're done.
No, sweetheart, we're gone.
Illegal to swear? Illegal to swear.
Elizabeth! Would you come on?
That's my favorite guy in the whole thing.
Freedom of speech, buddy.
Elizabeth! Get over here! Shut your fucking trap, Elizabeth!
No, so sweetheart, angry. We're gone.
He's more angry at Elizabeth than the cops.
Elizabeth! Would you come on?
Get your fat ass over here, woman!
Well, you might want to search all the other white people on this fucking beach.
Alright, give me a ticket and call it a day. I don't have to do anything with you. Bye.
Unbelievable.
Bye. Okay, bye.
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 Goodbye. Bye bye. Like a Teletubby. Bye bye.
Go do some work.
You got the KKK. You didn't tell me about the little squirt. Are you ready?
KKK?
Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind?
You got nothing. Back off.
Are you out of your mind? Sir, are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? I'm under arrest for what?
For swearing? I feel like we've already gone over this. And did I see you dancing? No dancing. That's illegal too.
For swearing in a park?
For swearing in a park?
Tell me what I'm under arrest for. Tell me what I'm under arrest for.
I like that guy, boy. You got to
stop swearing.
And you got
I'm asking you what I'm under arrest for. And you said for I'm not even swearing at you.
Back up.
Get the back. You back up. You back up. You back up. You back up. You back up.
Hey, I'm filming everything here. I'm filming everything. Listen, I'm filming everything.
Good.
I'm filming the shit, guys.
We captured how big of an asshole your friend is.
Two guys cannot get a drunken one.
Like, at this point, I'm kind of rooting for the cops. I don't know if you can see. The guy's face is just bugging me. Maybe it's something you have to see, but he's very annoying.
You guys should train with me.
He's very confrontational.
He's not doing anything, you fucking
stop
racist!
For what?
Get off of him!
Stop!
Get off of him!
She's slapping the cop, hitting him on the back.
Get off! Get off!
Taser her. Taser Bill Elizabeth! Jesus Christ, Elizabeth!
Get the fuck off, man! What the fuck are you doing?
Stop. Stop.
Get the fuck off of me!
Stop.
Everyone, just take a breather.
Are you crazy, man?
That's true, little boy. What's your name?
You are you crazy?
Make it hard for yourself. I'm going from sweaty.
I teach jiu-jitsu if you want.
Are you nuts?
Did you just say he was going to do jiu-jitsu on him?
Fucking nuts?
Oh, Elizabeth's getting handcuffed.
Are you nuts?
I'm gonna put this on the news. I'm gonna put this on the news, dude.
They missed me! They missed me!
Stop resisting! Get the fuck away from me!
I'm not gonna play the whole thing because it goes on for like 10 minutes, but here's the guy going down. There's three cops trying to subdue this guy.
Unbelievable. Three police officers to get one guy. You need jiu-jitsu, guys.
This whole thing started because he swore.
Please help me.
As much as I hate to say this, I think these kids have a case here.
Erica.
Hey, you're back. Here. What are you doing? Hey, help me up, please, somebody.
Just go limp for a second, for Christ. Let him handcuff you, and then you can, you know, get up.
He's on my head. I can't fucking breathe.
Really? I think you can breathe just fine. Otherwise, you wouldn't be screaming like that.
Somebody,
what the
fuck? The name of official land.
Oh my god!
Official.
Back up now. Oh my god!
Okay, all right, you get the idea. Jesus Christ. So annoying. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a clip from a porno here. This girl loves cock. She craves it. The only problem is she needs to be practically raped before she can come. She needs her pussy destroyed in order to have her feel any sensation down there, I guess.
Oh my god. Fuck me. Fucking faggot. Come on, fuck me.
Don't yell at me like that.
Sorry,
there you go. Ruin her.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Come on, fuck me. Come on. Oh, stop, bitch.
Come here.
Slap her on her face.
Swallow that shit back.
Yeah.
Now more. Get in the fucking car, bitch. Come on.
Right, round two.
Yeah.
Everybody slapped her in the face.
That's
for calling me a
faggot.
Stop it!
Cool your ass off.
Stay with my pussy for now, all right?
All right. Your pussy is off limits right now.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's rubbing his ass on her face.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah. Oh, that made me relax for a little bit.
Yeah.
Poor pussy has friction burns all over it. She needs to cool down. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, I've got to mention it. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, help support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Next week we'll have some exclusive Butt Fudge Sundays for you. And you can grab Raymond 14's interview. I still have to post the video of Raymond freaking out and shit. That should be good. So I'll be posting that for Sideshow Freaks this week. Sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. And if you are already a member, or for some reason you don't want to become a member, but you would like to support the show, I do have a little donate button over there at distortedview.com, so you can PayPal me some cash that way. You know, to help offset the cost of this very expensive program. Got over 75 people on staff, including a hairstylist, a blacksmith, and there's an African-American I employ who just sits in the corner and sings old Negro spirituals. DV ain't cheap. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. A Kiwi woman had her hands almost completely severed when a sex romp on a bathroom sink in Croatia went awry. The hand job gone horribly wrong. The Croatian Times newspaper reported the 28-year-old New Zealand woman, known as Amy R., was having sex on a bathroom sink with an Englishman in the island town of Far. How do you pronounce that? H-V-A-R. Far. When the porcelain broke and the sharp edge sliced her wrist, leaving her hand hanging by just the skin. Police spokesman Kraljevic Gutjerg said it appears they were engaged in a passionate act in the bathroom where at some point the sink broke, leaving a jagged edge that severed the woman's hand when she fell to the floor. So maybe she was using, like, she was like kind of like sitting on the sink and her hands were she was using her hands to push herself up and her legs were up against the wall and the guy was between her legs just like fucking her. And then, of course, the sink broke and she fell and nearly lost her hand. That's a real boner killer, seeing a woman's hand attached only by a thread of skin for most people. I'm not talking about you freaks. I'm sure a lot of you guys would see the wrist, right? The hole where her hand used to be attached to and say, huh, I wonder if I can fuck it. Looks like it would be warm and tight. The hand was reattached after a six-hour operation by surgeons in the city of Split. The British participant fled, and Croatian police are seeking him. New Zealand's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade have confirmed that they were aware of the case and were providing assistance. The Croatian Times said the couple had met in Croatia and ended up on a yacht in a local marina. The young woman almost died and was only saved after she was airlifted to the hospital, where doctors managed to reattach the severed limb. It had only been attached by a small amount of skin. We believe it was probably an accident, but the British man has fled, and the New Zealand girl is understandably hard to speak to. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. An Indian man has had a hysterectomy. What? After doctors found a surprise uterus. The Indian man, identified as Rayalu or something, was admitted to a hospital near Bhopal after complaining of severe stomach pains. Doctors suspected a normal hernia. When they carried out an exploratory operation, they were shocked to discover it had been caused by a female uterus. Dun, dun, dun. Plus ovaries, fallopian tubes, a cervix, and underdeveloped vaginal tissue. Dr. Pramod Kumar Sharvastava, a surgeon at the... you've got to be kidding me with these names today. There's two H's. How do you pronounce two H's in a row? C.H. Chahindarara District Hospital. I don't know. All right, the doctor said the patient had external male organs, was fit from working in the fields, and lived a normal life. Quote, usually the contents of the hernia sac are abdomen organs like large intestines and small intestines, but when we operated on the patient, we were surprised to find female reproductive organs. Naturally, we tried to fuck him. Sweet, underdeveloped pussy. Come on, you'd take that thing for a spin too if you had the chance. All right, the sac contained quite developed uterus, both ovaries, fallopian tubes, cervix, and a tissue which is underdeveloped but apparently looks like vaginal tissue, he explained. The man had not suffered any problems until the stomach pains, which led him to the hospital. Although he is medically a hermaphrodite, his hormones and sexuality are clearly male. The external reproductive organs of the patient were masculine, and he has no problem whatsoever with his sexuality. I wonder how big his dick was. He had functional male genitals, and there was no formation of breast in the patients. Breast. It's an embryological accident at the time of embryonic formation, he said. The patient, who was said to be as stunned as his doctors were at the discovery, is recovering in the hospital and is being supported by his family. Oh, he's emotional about the whole thing, just like a woman would be, right? All right, final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Yeah. Our most fucked up state.
Yeah. He-Man. Don't I sound like Skeletor there? Yeah. All right. A 37-year-old woman under arrest and being escorted through the Lee County Jail was attempting to smuggle crack cocaine in her bacon hole. Nice. Angela Lynn Palmer was being escorted by three deputies in the Lee County Jail when she dropped a clear glass tube and then stated to deputies that she had additional items in her vagina. An orange cigar tube then fell from Palmer's vagina to the floor next to her feet. An additional clear tube was also found, followed by a set of keys, a pair of fuzzy dice, a set of lawn darts, and an Amy Grant CD. That pussy was stuffed to the max! I wonder how many packs of cigarettes an Amy Grant CD will net you in jail. Probably not many. Where are we at here now? Oh, yes, inside the orange tube, deputies found two pieces of white rock, later identified as crack cocaine. Both clear tubes contained residue that indicated that they were used as crack pipes to smoke the crack cocaine. Palmer had been arrested on Friday on charges of trespassing, ding, counterfeit identification, ding, drug possession, and tampering with evidence. She was additionally charged with possession of cocaine, possession of drug equipment, and introduction of contraband into a correctional facility. So there you go. Things aren't looking up for old Angela. Angela! That's my Tony Danza impression. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Guys, I've got some very exciting news for me. You probably don't care, but finally, Columbus has received their first Coca-Cola Freestyle machines. I think I told you guys about this thing before. It's amazing. Instead of a regular soda fountain that you find in restaurants and stuff or fast food joints, this is a special computerized touchscreen model that has over 100 different flavors in it. I'm going insane! They've got flavors you can only find in Russia and shit like that, like Orange Coke. It used to be available in the UK and stuff too, but now it's primarily sold just in Russia. Coke Orange, very cool. Raspberry Coke, which I got to try. One of my listeners from like Thailand or something sent me Raspberry Coke, which I loved, and you can try that. They have Peach Sprite, all sorts of great, over 100 different flavors. If you live in the Columbus area, apparently the Wendy's on Bethel Road near the Micro Center has it, and also the Wendy's on Broad Street. So I'm going there today. I don't know. I'm hopefully going to be able to try it. I know they're remodeling the site at Bethel Road, so hopefully they're open. So there you go, a little bit of soda nerd dumb for you. Also, it's been announced that 7-Up is going to be releasing Mixed Berry 7-Up. I guess it's replacing Pomegranate 7-Up. Just some soda news for you. All right, because I'm a big fucking nerd. Here we go, let's do some voicemails now.
Hey, what's up, Tim? That was pretty sweet Raven interview you had. The funniest part was how every time you asked him if he remembered something, which was 4 or 5 times, he was like, yeah, and he would tell you like exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah.
However, when anybody calls in the voicemail line and asks you, hey Tim, you remember this? You can't remember shit.
I know.
Why is that retard smarter than you?
Right, he's not retarded. One. That's the thing. Raymond 14 is very bright. Or something.
Hey Tim, this is Tony from Illinois. You said on your show that you wanted a burn victim for...
By the way, I gotta say thanks to DV listener Devin. who sent me a fish pillow, which is the true meaning of the word Harpo, as you know. So thank you very much,
Tim. This is Tony from Illinois. You said on your show that you wanted a burn victim for the distorted view porn. Well, I happen to have a burn on my chest of my heart. I let my shirt on fire when I was a retarded little kid. I'm also willing to work for free. So,
All right, send me some nudes. Let me see what you got. Let me see what I'm working with here, and then I'll decide.
Pretty freak station here.
I would love it if you could burn your cock a little bit, too. I'd like a extra crispy penis for my movie.
Pretty freak station here. I'm super far behind in shows, so I don't if you've touched on this yet, but I just saw an article saying a bunch of near-deads in Japan are willing to sponge up some radiation so young people don't have to, so... because they're going to be dead by the time cancer forms.
Huh.
So that's a really good use for near-deads. We should probably, like, swap them in the ocean, and they can, like, create air and clean up things and feed sharks. And
yes.
We should use them for more things like that. That's what I think.
That's right. We're just pushing the retards into the ocean to soak up shit. And they're basically plankton. We're making retards plankton.
Jigu, Tim, I'm just calling up to tell you that careless fairies such as yourself have a distinct advantage over straight men like me. That advantage being you will never, ever have to deal with a wife or girlfriend who has raging, raging PMS. I'm a little jealous of you.
Sounds like someone's dealing with some shit at home this week.
Hey, Tim, this is Red Girl. Thanks for the shout-out about your guest rooms. I do like all the peni. I just had another confirmation of I'm a freak moment when the news guy was talking about children with ADHD are more likely to be hit by a car. I burst out laughing. I tried to get us to record.
Like, ooh, shiny car, and they run out in front of it or something?
The guy will make us laugh too, but then they showed a bunch of stumbling retard kids trying to cross the street. Probably producing, you idiot.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Timothy James Ensign, Sideshow member Dan from Texas calling in about the wonderful Sideshow exclusive Raymond 14 interview. Kick ass stuff. I finally know the mind of the retard.
Yes.
Anyway, you know what's next? You have to have the vivaciously lustful Lady Flex on there. You gotta get Sexaflex on there, man.
The members of Sexaflex said they would come on the show. I just haven't decided, like,
also,
I don't know what I can do with
them. Also, on the 17th of July, I sent you an email. It had a link to a porn in it. I think it had some wonderful audio. It is a full-length thing. However, I did make a list of specific times you could click to.
Yeah.
And you can extract the best.
I think I do remember that email. I didn't get a chance to watch the. Because it is a full length porn.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. Hopefully, by the time you play this, you've solved your skin itchy issues. I used to have the exact.
Don't get me started on that.
Same thing. I was really itchy.
Everyone stay away from me. I'm infected.
During the day. And it totally went away when my wife stopped using dryer sheets on our laundry.
That's not it.
And, yeah, it was something in them was irritating me, and it was worse at night because that's when you're just in the sheets. So hopefully that's all it is.
No.
But it sounds exactly like the same thing.
Horrible's going on with me.
Hey, Tim. Tony Derek Sean here. Hey, the cover art for the episodes and the Sideshow feed, I don't seem to be getting them all the time. Only, like, once in a while. Like, you'll mention the cover art, and I'll look and...
Well, that's probably because I forget. You know, I tell you one thing on the show, and then I forget by the time I post it. I mean, nothing new, right? Ooh, happy birthday, yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
There's going
to
be something horrible here. I just know it. Happy birthday, homo sex faggot.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Timmy Boo Henson. Happy birthday to you. Well, I hope this plays on your birthday.
Huh.
Well, it should be damn close.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, that was nice. Thank you. I was waiting for something mean.
Hey, Tim. It's Delario from Montreal and...
And Sue from Maine and Destroyo Movies.
Yes, and we are at Comic-Con. Comic-Con is over. We're having some booze by the fire pit at the Hyatt, and we thought of you.
I should really be there. Why don't I do things like that? Why don't I go to Comic-Con and report from there?
Why did it go do-do-do? I don't like that. Does that mean it's over? What the fuck,
no,
Tim?
It's not over. What does that mean? He gets bored with our discussion.
I don't understand.
So
I heard it.
We need to make a point.
We need to make a point because he's yelling at us right now. Stop yelling at us and listen to us because what we have to say is very important, Tim.
Okay.
We love you, Tim.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say the same thing, but yes, we love you. We're at Comic-Con and we're drunk and we are both huge fans and we rarely see each other, but we have a common bond and that is Distorted View. So we're just calling to say, Jigu!
Distorted View brings
people
together.
Where the fuck is my prize pack, you faggot?
No shit! What the... I'm sorry.
Look.
I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Now is not the time. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206.
Most fucked up state.
God damn it. God damn it. I should never touch anything while I'm recording this show. I didn't even do it. I just switched windows and it started playing. Where are we at? Yes. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Is it oh, God?
Florida, our most fucked up state.
What an abortion. Yeah, subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Rate us, review us on iTunes, all that sort of good stuff. I will see you back tomorrow for the big Thursday show, if you're Sideshow Freaks. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Speaks louder.
Fuck it, why don't you give me some head?
Okay.